Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, May 27th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Well, Lisa, I was going through my email before the show, and of course we got our typical hate mail from people that think we're idiots and we're morons and we're retards and so forth.
And our heads are up our asses.
Yeah. But at the end of this one email, the guy says, and one last thing, Victor, you should learn how to start dressing yourself. Well, folks, we're all about breaking illusions here. So if you want to know the truth, I don't even know how to tie a tie. These ties that I'm wearing, Lisa ties for me. And she doesn't even know how to tie a tie.
So. I learned how to tie them off the internet every single time they need to be tied.
Yeah. So when we did this show, before we did it, I only owned one suit in the whole world. And I figured I can't wear the same suit every single day. So I was talking to a guy that works at a men's shop. And I said, well, how much does a suit cost? You know, the suit, tie, the shirt, the slacks, the whole bit. And he says, probably about $550. And I'm thinking, I haven't spent $550 on clothes in my entire life, let alone on one suit. So what we did was, I knew I needed more than one suit, so we went down to this place called the St. Vincent de Paul Society, which...
The old dead Catholic store.
Yeah, this is where when the old dead Italians die, they bring their clothes into this place. So we walked in there one day, and it was a Tuesday, which means everything was half price. So I said, well, I need some suits and ties and some shirts, some dress shirts. So we picked out like five each of them or whatever.
Aren't you glad you said this?
Yeah. And the total bill, I think, didn't it come to like $14 or something? So whenever you hear...
What a bargain.
Yeah, whenever you hear Jeff Rentz saying, who's funding Wing TV? Well, the whole wardrobe you see on this is like $14, so you can thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society for that. So.
And, you know, at least he respects you guys enough to come out and... look presentable and not wear jeans and a flannel shirt and a t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, he's halfway presentable.
You know, I mean...
Let's not stretch it.
He's trying to look presentable for you because he respects you. It's not the way he dresses normally.
Yeah. Now, we have to say a quick thank you today to, of course, the American Free Press, the best newspaper in America. And in their personal from the editor, written by Christopher Petrick, he says, we're not for courageous men like Jimmy Walter, attorney Phil Berg, AFP correspondent Christopher Bolin, reporter Greg Zemanski, filmmaker Eric Hufschmidt, radio talk show host Dave Von Kleist, and Wing TV's Victor Thorne, among others. There would be a total news blackout on September 11th. So we want to thank them for giving Wing TV a mention in that article. Mm-hmm. And as we say, the best newspaper there is. If you don't subscribe to it, do so.
Right.
Now, we're going to talk today about Bilderberg 2005 again. But first, let me jump in with a few news stories, Lisa. Now, everybody knows the price of gas is going through the roof. It's coming down, they said, about 6 cents in the last couple weeks. But, yeah, exactly. Which is, you know, thank you. Thank you to all the mega oil companies.
Yeah.
But there are some stats that came out recently, Lisa, from ExxonMobil.
Mm-hmm.
And they said in the past year, they had earnings of $28 billion. Now, this is a 40% increase.
They're hurting, huh?
Yeah, a 40% increase from last year. And their revenues were $306 billion. They basically broke all of their records last year for earnings and revenue. Plus, in their Texas offices right now, they're sitting on $30 billion in cash that they don't know what to do with.
Really?
Yeah. So when you go to your gas pumps, folks, and you hear this stuff about peak oil or that the pipelines are cut off or we don't have enough facilities here, ExxonMobil sitting on $30 billion down in Texas.
God bless them.
It's called gouging. How about Al Jazeera? You know who they are.
Yeah.
Now, they want to do something that's never been done in any European country or the United States. They're the first developing country that wants to transmit news in English on a 24-hour basis to these countries. And they want to compete with CNN and Fox News and other ones. So I have very mixed feelings about this because anyone that thinks that Al Jazeera is an alternative... is really just getting their different flavor
right.
of Kool-Aid.
Right.
So
the yellow or the orange.
Yeah. Now, if they knew, you know that website, right?
Uh-huh.
Ellison Weir. How about some statistics? Since we're talking about the media. Since September 29th of 2000, do you think we're getting a balanced view of what's going on in the Middle East?
Absolutely not.
Between Israel and Palestine.
Slanted way in Israel's favor.
Now, here's how many Israeli children were killed since then, 118. Palestinian children, 680. Now, how many Israeli fighters were killed since then? 1,049. How many Palestinians? 3,606. How many Israeli soldiers have been injured? 7,169. How many Palestinian soldiers injured? 28,695. And last but not least, how many Palestinian homes do you think have been demolished since September 29th, 2000? Well, the number is 4,170. How many Israeli homes have been demolished?
Zero.
Zero. Not one. So, when you hear these people talking about slanted news that's anti-Semitic and it's not in Israel's favor, there is the numbers. These are in black and white.
And let's add to this. The definition of anti-Semitism. Semitism means favoritism toward Jews. Okay? Anti means against. You put those two together. Against favoritism toward Jews.
Right, towards
Israel.
That's
what that means.
And there's so much favoritism towards Israel in this country that it's unbelievable. So just wanted to throw them numbers out to everybody and let them think about it. So, all right, Lisa. Bilderberg 2005. What was going on over there?
Well, lots of discussions. European-American relations, Middle East, the Middle East powder keg policy crisis, Iraq, upcoming war with Iran, the EU constitutional referendum in France. A lot of stuff going on.
So let's go through a little bit of it here. First of all, the Bilderbergs, as they've been wanting to do really since their inception, they want to strengthen the role of the UN.
Right.
That's not news. You know, that's again one of the topics of discussions. Also, of course, was war. And then since the Bilderbergs were primarily European and United States representatives, everyone gets this misperception that the United States is the hawks and Europe is the doves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? They're both hawks.
Right.
You know, don't let them fool you.
There have been open hostilities among the British, the European, and American Bilderbergers over the last 3 years due to the Iraq war.
Right.
But it seems that now they're getting along better again. And you have to realize, when they reach a consensus, it's going to affect and influence Western civilization on the future of the entire planet at these meetings.
Yeah. And when you hear this about that Europe is the doves, just remember that in 1991, they supported George Bush in the Gulf War. Remember when Bill Clinton invaded Yugoslavia, they supported them. And right now there's NATO forces and also other forces in Europe that are training Iraqi police forces and so forth.
Right.
So don't buy into this crap that Europe is the doves. They're as hawkish as we are. They're just playing this Hegelian dialectic against us.
They also discussed the imposing of a direct UN tax on people worldwide right at the wellhead.
Yep.
And this would set a precedent. We've talked about this on a past show. It sets a precedent because it would be the first time when an NGO, namely the UN, directly benefits from a tax on people worldwide in both free and enslaved nations.
Right. And we've talked about this. Jim Tucker from the American Free Press has written about it for really a decade now or so, and saying that if the UN directly imposed a tax on all the citizens of the world, there would be outrage. So what they do now is they're going behind our backs.
Right.
They're taking a roundabout way of doing it, and they're putting a tax directly on gasoline and oil. Now, we read the profits that ExxonMobil is making. All of these companies are making it. And at Bilderberg, there are reps there from BP, British Petroleum, and also Royal Dutch Shell. So, here it is again. We've talked about it. I think we spent like half a show on it one day, saying that the increase in prices is nothing but a direct tax on the citizens of the world.
Right, and if implemented, this is a giant step toward world government, and not to be taken lightly.
Yeah, so they're going to start with the oil and the gasoline, and once they get people used to that idea, the higher prices, then they just slowly branch out into other areas, folks, so keep an eye on it.
There was another thing they were discussing, and it's really important that I just read these couple of lines here. They were debating giving non-elected, self-appointed environmental activists a position of government authority on the governing board of the agency that controls use of the atmosphere, outer space, the oceans, and biodiversity. And it's called an invitation for civil society to participate in global governance. So only the people that support their belief system, which many people oppose and find unacceptable, is what's, the kind of people they're going to put in there.
Now, what Lisa's referring to is what's called NGOs, non-government organizations. And what they want to do is get non-elected, self-appointed right. individuals and groups to start sitting on these various boards, and they're going to create positions that are right. equal to those of duly elected, or should I say at least selected, mm-hmm. government authorities. So they want to just hand-pick these people, put them in these NGO positions, and then give them as much weight in these meetings
right.
as someone who would say, like, the President of the United States or, you know, the Chairman of Germany or whatever.
Right. So the status of NGOs would be elevated in the future. Right. And some of this activity would include agitation at the local level, yeah. lobbying at the national level, producing studies to justify global taxation through UN organizations such as Global Plan, which has been a Bilderberg pet project for the last decade. Their strategy also includes plans to discredit individuals and organizations that generate internal political pressure or populist action that doesn't support the new global ethic.
Right. Now, that's a very important word, populist. So keep that yeah. in mind. And what the end result of all this is they want to create an even bigger worldwide bureaucracy.
Well, their ultimate goal is to suppress democracy.
Right. Now, another thing that we have to talk about, of course, is war. We touched upon a little bit, but the neocons were very well represented at
right.
Bilderberg 2005. We had Richard Perle, the Prince of Darkness, mm-hmm. also a guy named Michael Ledeen, who's from probably the most influential think tank or PAC group in Washington, D.C. That's the AEI, the American Enterprise Institute. We also have Richard Haass, President of the Council on Foreign Relations, Dennis Ross, mm-hmm. who has close ties to other neocon or Zionist groups, the AIPAC and JINSA, and then, of course, our favorite, Paul Wolfowitz.
Yeah, this is important, too. The ideas being discussed will bring all the people of the world into a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy under the direct authority of a small handful of appointed individuals paid by these NGOs, all certified to support a belief system that is unbelievable and acceptable to most of the world's people.
So this is true manipulation mm-hmm. behind the scenes. And talking about something unbelievable, Lisa, also the subject of ethnic cleansing came
right.
up at Bilderberg 2005. And here's something that was startling, is that they said that in Israel, over 50% of the populace is actually in favor of ethnic cleansing. Now, what do the people of Israel constantly complain about? Well, the Holocaust, of course. But here, over 50% of the populace is for ethnic cleansing. And
how hypocritical. It wasn't okay when it was done to them, but it's okay to do it to someone else.
Right. And, who ultimately would be the group of people that's ethnically cleansed?
Well, the Palestinians.
The Palestinians, of course. Now, that's a very good insight into what's happening in other parts of the world.
Right.
Now, since we touched already upon oil, the subject of peak oil came up there, Lisa.
Right.
And now, before we get into this, remember, the Bilderbergs know that information is going to leak out about these meetings. They can't keep
right.
the locale quiet. And every year, Jim Tucker and other individuals are there. They have photographers there. So they know information is going to come out. So do you think that everything that comes out of Bilderberg is 100% true or
no.
accurate? Of
no.
course not. They're also releasing disinformation
That's
to
right.
the public. And when the subject of peak oil comes up, they were saying at Bilderberg 2005 that there's only now 20 years
yeah.
of oil left. 20
and
years.
And hydrogen is not a plausible alternative.
Right.
I mean, no reasons why, just
right.
it's not.
Yeah. Now, as we said, British Petroleum was represented there, Royal Dutch Shell, and they said after this 20-year period, when the oil runs out, it'll be the end of the world's financial system because, as Lisa said, they said there are no alternatives.
So
nothing viable.
Expect in the future to see a lockdown. They're going to want you to decrease your spending habits and usage so that they get more oil. The rich, the elite, will have more oil for their own use.
And if anybody out there thinks that they don't have something planned down the road with all of these Area 51s and these black budget projects
right.
and all of their underground labs and bases, folks, these people know what's happening in the future. And do you think that they would just give up everything and say in 20 years, well, we just toss our hands up and we'll lose control of everything? Folks, they have an alternative. They're just sucking everything out of this. They're putting a tax on people via oil. And what they also said, and this was the most important thing I think that came out of this meeting, was that they said within the next 2 years, there's going to be a very severe downturn
in the economy,
in the world's economy. And they said it could be something as small as a recession or go into a full-blown depression. Now, folks, that's they're saying within the next 2 years, something's going to happen.
Right.
And
they also talked about the EU Constitution referendum in France and whether Chirac can persuade France to vote yes on May 29th. Now, if he does vote yes, that puts a lot more pressure on Tony Blair to deliver Britain into the arms of the New World Order. A no vote will cause political turmoil in Europe.
Yeah.
So, well, that's coming soon.
Yeah. One last thing before, because I want to talk about that EU again, that constitution. But what they're basically saying is they want to keep this information about peak oil out of the public domain.
Right.
So that there's no panic created, because if there's a panic among the people, then it's going to destroy the financial markets. Folks, this is this sheer disinformation. Not the part about the downturn of the economy, because I believe that's going to happen, but this whole peak oil thing, it's a ruse, and they're using it to keep them prices jacked up so they can gouge you.
It's market manipulation.
More. Exactly. Now, with the EU Constitution, what was really interesting was that they have now 25 members, okay? And they want to create this big federal European super state with 25 nations involved. That's a super state. But they're having problems, like you said, with France,
right,
who now it looks like is actually, if the election or the vote was taken, they would vote against a EU constitution.
Right, and Blair and Chirac don't get along. They haven't gotten along. And so the Bilderbergs are hoping that they'll put aside their animosities enough to work out something between the two of them. They've actually gotten into open hostilities before in the public arena.
Yeah. Another country that's not happy is Germany. So right now, France and Germany are the two that are the most unhappy about this constitution.
Because of outsourcing.
Right, because of outsourcing. Because in this country, where everything's going to China to be made, over there, of course, their manufacturing base is shifted to Asia and also to the Ukraine.
Right.
So they're capitalizing on these Soviet satellite countries to do their dirty work for them. And the big thing is, and Lisa's mentioned England a couple times and Tony Blair, is right now in France and Germany, you have unemployment in both countries above 10%. In the UK, unemployment is very low. Now, Britain right now isn't an official member of the EU. So how are they going to convince the people in Britain who have a low unemployment rate to join this EU, this European Union, when all the other countries have 10% unemployment plus?
Yeah.
That's a hard sell, isn't it?
Another thing that we need to let you know about is Logan Law. Logan Law is a U.S. law that states explicitly that it's against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policy. And the American government was well represented at Bilderberg doing this very exact thing. And they were represented by James Wolfson and Paul Wolfowitz, the outgoing and incoming presidents of the World Bank, William Lutie, the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense, and Alan Hubbard, who's the Assistant to the President for Economic Policy. These people are breaking federal laws by attending Bilderberg meetings.
Right. And see, it's illegal for your county commissioners to meet behind closed doors when discussing issues in the public domain. But it's not illegal for our own government to do the same exact thing. Who are they trying to kid? And that's a very good point that Lisa brought up. A couple other quick things to touch upon is another topic of discussion was that the Bilderbergs want these third world slave markets to become more involved in what's called the global consumer economy. In other words, since we're giving them all of our manufacturing and they're churning out our products, they want them to buy more than they're doing. You know, they have to keep the machine rolling. Also, the housing bubble, which they're talking more and more about it every day, folks, in the mainstream, in the financial markets, that inflation rises 2 or 3% a year. Typically, the housing market rises 3 to 7% a year. Well, in a lot of communities, it's double digits. Some communities, 30, 40, 50, 80, 160%. That the housing market's rising, and it's only a matter of time until this comes crashing down. And Bilderberg 2005 knows what a potential disaster this is. So that's another thing to keep your eyes on.
I want to tell you, soon we hope to have Michael Corbin, the radio talk show host from For a Closer Look, on our show to discuss recent events that happened at a restaurant where he was trying to have a gathering about public immigration. They were speaking, and it was interrupted. They were removed from the restaurant, and they subsequently went to a park, and they were confronted by the police there at the park. So we tried to get him on today, and he's doing his show. So we're going to get him on to talk about this. I know a lot of you have emailed me to get him on and call this place and get this story out.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get him on early
also,
next week.
For those of you who've been emailing me about what you can do, pay attention to the song in the photo gallery today, and especially Jen and Kevin and Michael and Kat. Pay attention to the song. It has a good message, and it's a message for everybody, whether you like us or not.
Also, take a look at the Lost Alex Jones videos.
Yeah.
Lisa wrote a brief introduction. If you want to see Alex Jones as you've never seen him before.
And he doesn't promote these videos on his website, okay. Although he stars in them.
Yeah, and this is something that's completely eye-opening. If you have children, do not
right.
let them see it because
they're
it's graphic.
They have profanity, and it'll open your eyes if you've never seen this stuff before.
Right.
It will open your eyes.
Last but not least, we're going to have Mr.
Michael Langston on the show tomorrow.
Right.
We're really looking forward to that. Michael is an awesome individual, and we can't wait to have him on.
As we said, we think he is the hottest new writer on the internet today, and he has a new Jeff Rentz article that we're going to post tomorrow on the homepage. That'll
right.
be up all weekend. So tune in tomorrow, see Michael Langston, and we're just glad you're tuning in, folks. Keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.